one day.
Good morning, Barbados. I greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope that you had a fantastic week last week and that you experienced the presence of God. And I pray that in the week ahead, you will experience even more of His presence and His peace. We continue to give thanks to God for all of His goodness towards us. We thank this radio station, Life 97.5 FM, and we thank our faithful sponsors, Federal Motor Spares, located on Bank Hall Road, for their continuous support of this program, enabling us, the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, to share the Word of God through this medium. I am Nicole Hoyt, pastor of the Beckles Road Church of the Nazarene. Today, I want to direct your attention to what is perhaps one of the most familiar accounts in the Bible. This is the account of David and Goliath. This beloved tale is known by persons of all ages and is often used as a means of encouragement and a reminder for us that we can be victorious regardless of the situation. Today, we will read together 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, just for emphasis and to remind us of a few truths. And it reads, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of heaven, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistines' army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give all of you into our hands." Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the truth of your word. And even as we look to your word today, I pray that you reveal to us the truths that are necessary for us in this time. God, we thank you for speaking. In Jesus' name, amen. Even though we've only read a few verses, I want to encourage you to read the entire account in 1 Samuel 17, as it really highlights for us how God worked through David for the Israelites at this particular time. In this account, there was a battle set up between the Israelites and the Philistines, if you could even call it that. As the account reads, every day this giant from the Philistine army, Goliath, will come and challenge the people of God. Every day he will come and he will challenge them to send someone to fight with him. As I said in the previous weeks, sometimes the enemy becomes very persistent, even in his taunts towards us. And sometimes that can become a little intimidating, even as he comes day after day taunting. So every day the Philistine giant Goliath will come and he will taunt the Israelites. And based on the biblical description, he wasn't a pretend giant. He was a real giant, over 9 feet tall, and his armor was over 100 pounds heavy. So he was huge, he was strong, he was threatening, and he wanted the Israelites to fight with him every day. And every day the Israelites would be scared to go out. And this continued for a period of time until David showed up on the scene. We already know how the account ends. We already know that David was able to slay Goliath using his stones and his sling. But I want us to go back and examine David's approach, looking at how David approached this situation, which eventually led to him being victorious and the Israelites having victory over the Philistines, even as he declared. And as we examine these truths and these principles, let us see how we can apply them to our own life, even as we face our giants in our valley situations. The first principle that we can apply from David's life is that we must remember what God has done for us in the past. As David is preparing for this battle, and he tells Saul that he will go and fight for the Israelites, Saul begins to discourage him by telling him that he was only a boy, but he is here approaching a giant, a seasoned warrior who could easily defeat him. The truth of the matter is, as we face our giants sometimes, they really are like Goliath, big and large and looming. But we must remember that we are not facing these giants alone, but we are facing them with God, who is able to help us to defeat them. And so David remembered, and he said to Saul, "There was a time when I was minding my sheep, and a bear and a lion came and took one of my sheep, and I struck it. I seized it by its hair and I killed it." He said, "I killed both the lion and the bear. And the same God who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." David remembered exactly what God did for him in the past. And so he was able now with faith to face this giant. He was able now to know that the same God who delivered him in the past was going to be with him in this time. Friends, remember what God has done for you in the past, even as you face your current situation. Now, it may be easier said than done, but I want you to deliberately try to remember the time when God came through for you when no one else could. Remember the time when you were at the end of all that you had and God came through and provided for you. Remember when you were sick and God came by and he healed you. Remember when you were having that challenge in your mind and God came by and he touched you. Remember what God did for you in the past. And when you remember what God did, it will give you a new sense of faith. It will give you a new strength even as you face the current battles before you. Remember. In addition to remembering what God did for David, David refused to use the king's armor. Instead, he chose to use weapons which were known to him, weapons which he knew he could manage and will bring him success. Listening, friends, the world will present to you all manner of options, all manner of solutions, but oftentimes they're not grounded in the word of God. And so we must be careful what we allow ourselves to be clothed in. We must be careful what we allow ourselves to use as weapons, even as we are fighting these battles in our life. Now, Saul had good intentions. In his mind, he was preparing David to go and fight against this man who had this heavy, heavy armor and these heavy weapons. In his mind, Saul might have been thinking, "Well, I can't send him out there unprotected. I must put some armor on him. And my armor is probably the best. It's probably the strongest. So let me prepare him for this battle." People may have good intentions as well when they tell you to go and try something. But we must understand that their weapons are not ours. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says to us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our armor will look different to what the world will prescribe for us, because the weapons that we use are weapons of prayer and the word, and they will always look different to the quick solutions that the world sometimes wants to bring to us. Ephesians 6 tells us about putting on the whole armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which we know is the word of God. These instruments are tried and true. And so if we are in a valley situation, if we are battling a giant today, I want you to refuse to use the weapons of the world and instead use the things that God has prescribed for us to use. Prayer, fast, and read the word of God. So David remembered what God did for him. He refused to use the king's armor. And thirdly, David relied on God. Now, after David had refused Saul's armor, and he went out to get his own weapons, his stones that he placed in his sling, David went out to approach Goliath the Philistine. And according to the word of God, the Philistine laughed and he asked himself, "Well, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks and stones?" Because his focus was on the weapons that David had in his hand visibly. But he could not see what David saw. He did not understand that David's reliance was not on the two instruments he had, but his reliance was on God. And friends, we must have such a bold testimony as well to declare that I am relying on God. David said to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." David made it clear what was his true weapon. It wasn't in his sling. It wasn't in those stones. It was God. And he declared, "I am dependent on my God. I come against you in the name of the Lord." That speaks about his dependence on God to fight for him. Goliath's weapons would have been very effective in a normal war against regular people. And the truth is, when the enemy comes at us, he will come with weapons that can actually cause harm, cause pain, cause suffering sometimes. And because of this, sometimes we grow fearful. But we must adopt the attitude of David to look the enemy in his face, to see the weapons that he is coming with, to note the impact that they can have, and still declare, "Even though you come at me with these things, I am coming at you in the name of the Lord of hosts." And David did this, not from afar off as before, but now he is up close and personal, preparing to attack this giant. He really relied on God in this battle. So David remembered what God did for him in the past. David refused to use the weapons of the king. David relied upon God. And fourthly, David recognized that the battle was the Lord. David has spoken to Goliath and promised him that the birds of the air will eat the carcasses of the Philistines that day. He also promised that he would take his head from him. And he said, "This will not happen just because or for no reason, but so that the entire assembly here will know that there is a God in Israel and that he does not deliver by spear or by sword, for the battle is the Lord's." He wanted Goliath to know exactly who he was fighting with. You see, Goliath would have looked and seen this small boy, inexperienced soldier, and thought that he was an easy target. But David wanted to introduce him to God, who is almighty, who is the commander of the army of heaven, and who stands undefeated. Now, what I love about this account is that David did not just say these words and then cower and hide somewhere. But if you read in verse 48, it says that the Philistine drew closer to attack him, and David ran quickly to the battle to meet him. David was prepared to face him head on because he was convinced in his mind the battle was not his. The battle belonged to the Lord. Far too often as believers, we get scared and we run as though we are not serving a great, big, wonderful God. Friends, the same God who brought the plagues on Egypt, the same God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, is the same God we serve today. The same God who parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk through and then closed the sea on the Egyptians is the same God we serve today. The same God who rained down manna and quail from heaven is the same God we serve today. And so we don't have to run and hide, but we must recognize that the battle is the Lord, and ultimately his name will be glorified and he will indeed fight for us. David recognized this truth. And even though he came prepared with his weapons, he knew that his reliance was on God, because he recognized that the battle was not his, it was the Lord. As the account goes on, the word of God tells us that David reached into his bag and he took out one of the stones, he placed it in a sling and he slung it and it struck Goliath in the forehead. After that, Goliath fell face down. Verse 50 tells us that David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, without a sword in his hand, and he struck him down. Now imagine that this young boy is approaching this seasoned giant, and he was able to defeat him with a simple primal weapon such as a sling and a stone. Because truly, the battle was not his. The battle was the Lord's. But remember, David had also said that on that day that he would have taken the head of Goliath. But as we know, David had no sword. So as the account continues, David ran and stood over him, took his sword from its sheath. Now, when I read that, I get very excited because it tells me that the Philistine giant did not even have the opportunity to remove his weapon. Friends, when we are fighting and God is fighting for us, the enemy is rendered so powerless that sometimes he's not even able to draw for the weapons. The same weapons that he thought were so powerful, the same weapons that he thought would bring so much destruction, that God renders them powerless when he comes face to face with him. Friends, we must recognize that the battle we are fighting is not ours. It is God's. Yes, he will give instructions, but ultimately it's for his glory and he will defend his name. David fought Goliath and won this battle in the Valley of Elah. The battle seemed like an impossible one to fight. And perhaps you are in your valley facing an impossible situation, facing a very giant, facing something that is large and looming, a diagnosis that has taken you by surprise, a condition that has rendered you helpless, perhaps a financial state that has you wondering how you are ever going to make it, perhaps a situation with your family that has you at ends pulling out your hair trying to figure out how you are going to make it through. I want to encourage you to employ the principles David used in his own battle. When David was about to approach this giant, he'd already settled in his mind a few things. Firstly, David remembered what God did for him in the past. Listening, friends, I'm sure if you take a moment to think about it, you will remember the things that God did for you in the past. This is not your first battle. This is not your first valley experience. This is not your first giant. You have already been delivered from sickness. You've already been provided for when it seemed as though all your resources were out. God has already made a way for you where there seemed to be no way. So remember, as the song says, he did it before and he'll do it again. We may not know how, we may not know when, but we know he will do it again. So remember. Secondly, refuse to fight using the world's weapons. Refuse to allow people to whisper into your ears things that you can try, things that work for them. Refuse to listen to the logic of the world and instead turn to the weapons that God has given to you. Spend some time in prayer. Spend some time fasting before him. Read the word. Attack your battles with the truth of God. Speak your truth over your situations. Rely on the weapons that God has given you. The weapons that are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Thirdly, rely on God. This is not the time to turn and rely on people, or rely on your doctors, or rely on your finances, rely on your accountants, and rely on your job. Those things are all good resources. But I want you to choose to rely on your ultimate source, not the resources, on the source, who is God himself. David said, I am not relying on these things that I have. Yes, I have the sling and the stones, but I am relying on God. Yes, we may have a job. Yes, you may have a great doctor. We may have a specialist. Yes, you may have a good financial consultant, but we must rely on God, who is our ultimate source. And fourthly and finally, recognize that the battle is the Lord's. and that He will fight. He will deliver. He will come through for us. And sometimes in such a miraculous way that the enemy has not even had chance to really launch his full attack. Listening friends, wherever this message has found you today, I trust that you will do like David. You will employ these principles and you will stand and see your deliverance. You will stand and see your salvation. Even as David won this battle on behalf of the Israelites. And this was a pathway to victory for all of them, because the word of God says that after they recognized that Goliath was dead, they turned and they ran. And the men of Judah pursued them and slaughtered many of them, fulfilling even what David said, that the birds of the air will feed on the carcasses of the people of the Philistine army on that particular day. This was a wonderful victory that was won. And it was won because of David and the principles he employed. Listening friends, you may be on the brink of your victory, but we must employ these principles. Remember, refuse to use the world's armor. Rely on the power of God and recognize that the battle is His. I now encourage you to listen to this song, Giants. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I pray that indeed it will bless your heart, even as the word has blessed you today.
Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this word. We thank you for reminding us, God, of David and how he was able to defeat Goliath. Father, I pray today, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who can hear my voice. And God, even for those that are, who are not able to hear at this point in time. But mighty God, they are facing some giant. They are in some valley situation. Father, I pray that today that they will even begin, Lord, to think about the ways you have delivered in the past, to think about the way that you have come through, Lord, in other situations, and know that you are still powerful enough to fix even this situation for them. Heavenly Father, I pray that even as they go through this experience, that they will remember that you have been good and that your mercies continue, Lord, to endure. Father, I pray that they will remember as well, God, the weapons you have given, Lord, the weapons that are not carnal, but that are mighty. And God, recognize that they can use these weapons, Lord, to help them through this situation. I pray, God, that they will begin to rely upon you like never before, recognizing that indeed the battle is not theirs, but it is yours, O God, and that you will fight for them. So, Father, I thank you for reminding us of these truths today. And God, may we be able to apply them and use them in our lives, even as we journey, Lord, through the valleys, even as we encounter our giants, and even as we wait on you for the victory. Because God, we know that we have the victory. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. As we close today, I want to remind you of the upcoming launch of our lifelong learning program. And I want to encourage you to listen to this message from our director, Reverend Lindsay Arthur.
Are you ready to embark on a journey of lifelong learning? The CNC Lifelong Learning Barbados Center is back and better than ever. Mark your calendars for our September relaunch in face-to-face and online learning formats. Expand your knowledge with diploma and certificate programs in ministerial studies, Christian education, and Christian counseling. We offer over 45 courses across various disciplines: biblical studies, theological studies, church history, missions and evangelism, Christian education, Christian counseling, and general education. But that's not all. We also offer short courses on contemporary themes such as Christian discipleship, mental health and self-care, gender and human sexuality, and marriage and family. The wait is almost over. Look out for our detailed 2023 to 2024 course offering and get ready to unlock your potential, expand your horizons, and make a difference in your community. The Lifelong Learning Barbados Center is a department of the Caribbean Nazarene College, an accredited institution of higher education. We are committed to your success. Give us a call at 435-4444. Your journey to lifelong learning begins now.
I also want to remind you of the upcoming quarterly service, which will be held on July 23rd at the Western Light Church for Nazarene at 10 a.m. This service will be hosted by our Evangelism Committee under the theme Engaged, Mobilized to Multiply. All Nazarenes are encouraged to come wearing appropriate casual clothing in your zone colors. We look forward to seeing all of you Nazarenes and even some non-Nazarenes who are interested in attending. I sincerely want to thank you for sharing this time with me and allowing me to share this time with you. And as we go, I want again to express thanks to Federal Motor Spares for their faithful sponsorship of this program. And we continue to give God thanks for you, and we pray that he will bless you even as you continue to be a blessing to us. As we go, may God bless all of you as you go into this new week. And you may face giants this week, but you know, you have been reminded today that you serve the Almighty God, the one who does not deliver with sword and spear, but the one who declares the battle is mine and he will give you the victory. God bless you, and I wish you a wonderful week. Amen.